This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Tonight in Cleveland, the Cars will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This morning, I'm joined by WBUR artery contributor and longtime Boston music critic Jim Sullivan, reflecting on what the honor means for the band that started out in Boston in the mid-1970s. Hi, Jim.
Hello, Sharon.
So first, the Cars, thumbnail sketch.
They were the product of a number of other bands before they actually came together as the Cars around 76 or so. They were older than your average band that broke through at that time. Nevertheless, they were probably the more sleek and sophisticated band to come through the punk and new wave scene in Boston around that time. They had their first album pretty much ready to go very quickly when they got signed by Elektra Records, and they recorded the album in a remarkable 12 days.
Of the Cars songs, is there one that you think really just sort of shows what the band was about?
Maybe I'd go with Best Friend's Girl. That's one they're going to be playing at the awards tonight. And it's got the sort of romantic, cynical bent that Rick Ocasek, the songwriter, often goes for. Tremendous hooks. And it just struck a chord. And I mean, it's got the layers of guitar and synth. And it flies. She's my best friend's girl.
Take a look at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame itself. It is not the beloved, exalted institution that some other halls of fame might be. I mean, you know, people might debate who should land in the Baseball Hall of Fame, but for the most part, it gets a lot of respect. That is not really the case for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, it is up for debate constantly. A, is it worthy at all? Should it even exist? And B, who should be in it? And one of Elliott's complaints when I talked to him a year ago before they were inducted was he had several. He said the Chantels should be in there. Greg Hawks, the keyboard player, was saying, well, the Turtles should be in there. Todd Rundgren should be in there. It should be in there before us even. Well, yeah. I mean, what's the criteria? Is it album sales? Is it the effect they had on the pop culture? The criteria is simply that they have to have recorded their first album 25 years ago. That's all.
What do the band members of the Cars think of this honor that they now that they have it?
Well, I talked to Elliott and Greg, Elliott the guitarist, Greg the keyboard player. And Greg said he had kind of mixed feelings about it because, as I was saying before, I mean, there are other bands he thinks probably should be in there before they got in. Elliott, when I talked to him a year ago, was rather down on it. He kind of said, why the hell should I care? And then he did a shift, of course, when they came in, when they were inducted this year. They're in now. It should be fun. They're looking forward to it tonight, I'm sure.
Jim, do you know what they're going to play as they're inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Well, it was funny. When I was doing the interviews with Greg and Elliott for the artery story that I did, they didn't know. They told me some of the ones they were batting around, discussing, and trying to figure out what it was. But I can say a source close to the band has said that they'll be playing Just What I Needed, as expected, My Best Friend's Girl. And the one that I didn't expect, but I believe they're going to play is You Might Think. You might think.
In the Cars' heyday, what was their place in the Boston music scene? What did other bands think of them? What did other artists, where did other artists feel they fit in?
The Cars quickly, you got to realize, catapulted into the realm of the other bands like Talking Heads and The Police, B-52s, new wave bands that kind of made it during the early MTV era. And Boston didn't have a lot of those kind of bands. I mean, there were some that had a taste back in the day. There were major label signings, and there was a certain buzz. And Boston's always had, at the very least, kind of a B-plus scene, and sometimes a lot better than that, but not necessarily bands that would translate into Hall of Fame material.
Now, it's important to note that not all of the Cars are still with us.
4 out of 5. Ben Orr, he shared co-lead vocals with Rick Ocasek, and he played bass guitar. And he was, in some ways, the face of the band, mainly because he sang their hit song Drive, which is their ballad. Ben died in 2000. And so they will be certainly paying homage to him, probably with a video tribute working behind them or something like that. I don't know. But you kept it going till the sun fell down. You kept it going.
Well, Jim, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
You can read Jim Sullivan's story on the Cars' elevation to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on The Artery at WBUR.org.